going to scooch a little closer here. And we'll say hello, everybody.
Hello, Stu.
Hey. Dina, when did we last podcast?
I don't know. I think it's been a few months now, actually.
Yeah.
Has it been since 2014?
Maybe. Maybe 2013, somewhere.
Maybe
yeah.
2013 at the end of, yes.
I was telling my friend Steve Alexander, who used to partner with me on the air in Denver.
Really?
I visited with him today.
Oh, another show partner day.
Another show partner.
Wow.
Oh, I invited him to be with us. I told him he should guest star with us.
Yes, yeah. That would have been fun.
Steve has the deepest voice in radio.
Nice.
And when he was sick, I would call him at home on Kim in Denver, and I'd say, "Hi, Steve, are you feeling any better?" And he'd say, "No, I don't feel good at all." It was really fun.
So Steve is in town?
So he's in town, and I was explaining to him that we podcast, you know, BigShoeStu.com and on iPod and iTunes and all that garbage.
Sure.
And he's asking where to find it, so maybe he'll listen. You know.
That would be great. And what is he doing in town again?
He's a baseball scout.
Oh, fabulous.
But he only has like a couple of, you know, like he's with a big firm and he personally reps a couple guys and some other stuff. And
sounds like a great gig.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And getting to come here when this is wonderful weather for this time of year in spring training.
And you know what he does while he's here for the wonderful weather in the spring training?
What does he do?
You think he goes to baseball
That's
games?
What I would think.
No.
What could it be?
Lunches and dinners.
Well, that sounds good too.
Because I said to him, I'd really like to come to a baseball game, not for a free game. I just want to follow him. I want to shadow him and see what he does. He goes, "Oh, you want to see how the sausage is made?" But he, but he doesn't.
Nobody gives up those secrets, Stu.
No, but he does. He doesn't go to games.
That sounds. He comes to town.
And he doesn't go to games.
That sounds a little strange.
You remember David Ramsey, David of the Snack
Bar? Of course.
Bar, calls me up last weekend, and wants to take me to it. You know, he's a big Dodgers fan.
All right.
And,
but how do you really feel, Stu? Okay.
I hate the Dodgers.
Okay. Wow. Such a strong word. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Dislike the Dodgers.
There you go.
So he wants to take me to a Dodgers game. And he's got four tickets. So I get a couple other guys and we're all going to go. We're going to go meet out in Maryvale for the game. And it was raining like crazy.
Oh, the day we had the rain.
But that wouldn't, I'm like, so what? A rainy day at a ball game still beats any day doing anything else, right?
I don't know. Well, that was the rainy day that we found out we have a roof leak on our house. Well, not very much fun.
Bottom line is we didn't go to the ball game because it turned out that the free tickets he had were lawn seats.
Oh, like, well, yeah.
No, we're not going to do that.
Right.
Wait. You had a roof leak?
Oh, yeah. Turns out, and we thought it was the window, but no, it's the roof. So, it's whatever. We'll fix that.
That's
another thing
fun
to deal with. And then there's the leak under the slab, apparently, from the hot water heater.
You should call my friends at Kaiko.
Yeah, I'm sure. And we probably will. But
may Monty rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
But
first
call
was to the insurance company.
No, they call Kaiko. They're
the best. Then we'll see what we have to do about that. But not a lot of fun. The plumber had to come over this week and find out where we had a leak, because you can tell by the water meter if the little thingy is turning.
So your roof is leaking. And
there's two separate issues.
A slab leak.
Exactly. Welcome to home ownership, friends. It's always something. But yes, so these are now two things that have moved up the priority list. Because, you know, look, I'm a procrastinator, Stu. I don't know if you know this about me after all the years of knowing and friends and working together, but I will definitely put some things off if I can.
Like podcasting.
Well, pretty much, because things come up. It's not that we want to put it off. We love this. We love getting together and chatting.
Yeah.
But yes, so now these are two new things. So the plumber shows up the other day and he shows me the little wheel is turning on the water meter when there's no water on in the house.
Oh, yeah.
He starts shutting things off. He shuts off the hot water heater. Oh, guess what? The little wheel stops turning. So that's where the leak is. So now that's going to be like our next home project to have to deal with.
Oh, goody.
Not a lot of fun.
No.
But at least I was happy to see the little wheel stop turning. But then when it indicated, was not fun.
My wheel stopped turning.
I've heard that, but I wasn't going to say anything.
The slab leak is no fun. And it's very Arizona.
Yes.
We had air. You ever had an air conditioning line leak?
Well, I don't know.
I've had two of those now.
Oh, no.
Okay. Because the guy that built our house, and this is not unique, apparently. Arizona, we do weird things out here.
Well, it's a weird climate. It's not like a lot of other places.
Every time they come to fix our house, anything.
Yeah.
See if this rings a bell.
Yes.
I've never seen it built this way.
Yes. We're like,
who built the house?
Right. And what planet do you live on then?
But every repair, I've never seen it. This is really a weird way to put these in. I've never seen it put in this way.
Yeah.
Well, then.
Right. Who knows why they did.
Who passed the code? Whose brother-in-law got paid off to pass the house?
Approximately what year was your home built?
88 or 9.
Okay. And ours was like 93 or 4.
Okay. Anyway, so there was a story about where was I going with the slab
leak?
The air conditioning leak. Okay.
Yes.
Why does it leak? Because they run the copper pipe underneath the garage foundation slab, right?
Mm-hmm.
with no plastic conduit. So if there's like a pebble
right.
that gets into the line, it makes it, because it's copper, it can crack the, you know, pebble yes. sits there long enough. And, yeah, it builds up pressure. And to fix it is like, you know, a grand or two. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, it could be worse.
A grand?
It could be
worse.
For a
leak? Yeah, no.
It could be a lot worse. Yeah, meanwhile, I wouldn't have discovered it had I not turned on the kitchen cold water and had it running hot. Hello, I think there's a problem here.
Let's talk about something good.
Yeah, let's talk about something fun.
How about the Oscars?
Oh, well.
Did you watch?
I didn't, but I saw a few things, you know, either online or clips afterwards.
You mean,
but I have to tell
John Travolta introducing Adele Adina or whatever?
Oh, I didn't even see that. But I'm sorry. I'm horrified.
Okay.
I'm horrified by the older actresses and the plastic surgery, Stu. Did you? Okay. So 2 nights before the Oscars, we DVR'd Hawaii 5-0, which had Melanie Griffith on, who, you know, popular in the 80s. But I'm telling you, she was practically unrecognizable. Mm-hmm. And then from the Oscars, there were shots of Goldie Hawn, again, practically unrecognizable.
Kim Novak.
Oh, what in the world? Yeah. What in the world? I mean, this is such, I'm incensed by
who
this.
I'm trying to think who the actress was. It wasn't Glenn Close. It was somebody I saw interviewed recently. You know, one of those like Baba Wawa interviews or something like that. But said that I don't fault people for doing it, but
right.
I won't. And I'm looking at her. She's probably about 70. Who was it? Somebody really, really famous. And I looked at her and I'm like, yeah, you look fine.
Right.
You look 70. I'm sorry. You know what?
Right.
When you get the plastic surgery, guess what? You look 70 and weird.
Well, that's just it. And I'm incensed by the fact that it's whatever influences have caused these actresses to feel that this is necessary to do, whether it's Hollywood, whether it's society, whether it's the media, you know, who always is looking to portray younger and beautiful. You know, I mean, older and beautiful can be beautiful. And so... I mean, I'm so distressed by this. They look unrecognizable and weird.
You didn't see Liza Minnelli.
I mean, Melanie Griffith looked like her chin is like 3 inches over to one side, like her whole face is on an angle.
Oh, by the way.
Very strange.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, speaking of, I brought up Liza Minnelli.
Yes, Liza Minnelli.
You didn't see that Ellen DeGeneres' crack about her. This was hysterical. Liza Minnelli was there with Lorna Luft and Joey Luft, these are all Judy Garland's kids, and they were there for the 75th anniversary of The Wizard of Oz.
Great.
By the way, a really beautiful tribute. Pink sang Over the Rainbow to Kill. I mean, she was amazing.
She's amazing.
She's pretty cool. I like Allison. She's awesome. But.
Look at you dropping her real name.
Yeah, well, hey.
Come on.
But when they have, okay, so we're saluting the 75th anniversary, they show like pretty much the whole film in little clips, the whole thing, start to finish. And there they are. There's Judy Garland's kids. Stand up and take a bow. Now, of course, there's also somewhere in the world, there's got to be Burt Lahr's kids and Ray Bolger's kids.
Oh, sure.
Jack Haley's kids. But, you know, whatever. But no, we don't show them because it's only about Judy Garland. And there's the three kids. Stand up and take a bow. And they did. Stand up and sit down. I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, that's all there was time for, Stu. We're on a schedule here. We've got commercials to run and awards to give
out. I guess.
Where are your priorities?
A couple of words, a song. Liza Minnelli's there. Sing.
Right.
Okay.
Right, something.
Have her sing Over the Rainbow. It was just weird. But anyway, Liza Minnelli, who also apparently has had a lot of plastic surgery.
Mm.
But Liza Minnelli, Ellen DeGeneres points her out and says, and there is the best, how did she say? There's the best Liza Minnelli I've ever seen. Sir, congratulations.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
Oh, Ellen.
It was great.
Love it.
It was perfect.
Yeah, that is great.
What else did you?
That's it.
The Oscars, I mean.
That's it.
Oh, that's it? That's all you got?
That's all I had was about the plastic surgery.
So is it time to say goodbye?
Horribly awry. Yes, until next time, find us on Facebook. Big Shoe Stu and Dina Fox, and you can always check out the other podcasts at BigShoeStu.com.
That's right. And don't join us next time. Join us.
Whenever it will be. And you can
we have no idea what we're going to talk about.
But we will. We always come up with something. You can download the podcasts, any of the older ones, on iTunes.
Yep. And we love you, and we thank you so much for listening, and better yet, just leave us a comment.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We really give you that.